Welcome to State of the Laundry Industry with Laundry Matt, episode 16, How to Get Commercial Wash and Fold Customers. So today we've got a super exciting podcast about how to get more commercial clients, because commercial clients spend way more money than the traditional residential customer, especially on pickup and delivery. Instead of spending about $70 on the average order, they're spending over $200 on the average order, and they're consistent, and it's a single payer. And they're just beautiful things to get. So I just talked to somebody this morning who was so frustrated. He switched from another software company over to us. He just switched. He hasn't gone live yet. But he was saying he was cold calling all these commercial clients. And I'll talk about more about that during the episode. But it turns out cold calling just doesn't work. And that's why he got frustrated. And we've tried direct mail in the past, and that doesn't work either. And it turns out the number one way of getting more commercial clients is your website. They need to find you. You can't spend your time trying to find them, because they could be anywhere. So when they're looking for wash and fold services, they need to find you online. And that's where the website comes in. And we make fantastic websites at Curbside Laundries, unique and custom for each of our clients. So I don't want you to just take our word for it. This is one of our clients who's been with us since about 2017, and he's going to be talking about how much his website has helped him. Another way of getting commercial clients is Google AdWords. We'd love to spend more money targeting commercial clients because commercial clients are so valuable. However, we could only spend about $50 a month because there's not that high a frequency. There's not that many commercial clients looking for wash and fold every month. But when you get them, oh man, could it change your business. I mean, just 2 days ago, we got a commercial account, 10,000 pounds. It's insane. So we've got our own excitement at the laundromat right now as far as where to store it all, but that's another story. For now, let's go ahead and welcome Albert with Monterey Express. I really think you're going to enjoy today's episode.
First, I'll say hello to everybody. I'm from Hawaii, so I have to throw a shock out there. We have a laundromat. It's 1,400 square feet here in Monterey, California. So I think by a lot of laundromat standards, people would consider that to be a little smaller of a laundromat. We are busy, however. We have a very robust fluff and fold department as well as a vended department inside our laundromat. How I'd probably like to start off with this is just by thanking you guys first at Curbside. We, a couple years ago, were kind of in the throes of trying to figure out how to expand, how to be better at what we're doing. I think that's every laundromat's question. You know, how do you expand and get bigger? And with that, we decided to start looking around, and you guys were the option that fit a bunch of the criteria that we had here. Before we had Curbside, we basically had no web presence, nothing at all. Once we got the website up and running through your guys' help and getting this professional image out there, there was a big turnaround in our industry, in our business, I guess you can say, in regards to commercial clients coming in. We service one of the largest Airbnb companies in this town. In a nice way to say it, it added 25% revenue to our business in just 1 year. And then since then, we've had two government contracts approach us from our website alone. The website has really helped us because it has brought in a lot of clientele that probably would have never even seen us before. I know you guys talk a lot about SEO optimization, and everybody kind of wonders, what is this guy talking about, SEO, search engine optimization, and what does that mean for my business? And I guess if I could kind of clarify it for people, it would be, imagine people in town, when they type up Monterey Laundry, I'm at the top of the list. That means that tourist is going to come to do laundry at my business. That also means commercial clients will possibly give me a call. It's not only that business that comes in, but it's the word of mouth that comes in after I secure that client.
That's great. You know, just this morning I was talking to somebody who, he went with a different software and website solution. The person's business had not taken off with the other solution. And then he goes, you know what? I'm ready to make the change, because he wants to get his wash and fold business growing and his pickup and delivery growing. And he asked me a question like, how do I get these residential and commercial accounts? I spent all day calling and calling and calling. And they're like, who are you? Why would I need the service? And I told him, it's kind of referencing what you're saying, which is it's better when they reach out to you versus you reaching out to them.
Correct.
And see, I think we have a mindset as laundry owners that we're used to like a dense customer population and they just happen to be nearby the laundromat. And with wash and fold and pick up and delivery too, you may have to drive a little bit or they may be a little bit farther apart from each other, but they're out there. But the key is when they're looking for the service that they find you. That's what it's all about.
One of the main reasons why we chose you guys, curbside is offering us now is the chance to do pickup and drop off laundry, which we're going to be doing here. It allowed us to dabble into commercial accounts, and it's taking just two revenue streams that we used to have in a limited area and now expanded into multiple revenue streams that reach a wider base. As a business owner, it gives me a little peace of mind, you know, not just having all my eggs in just one little basket.
Yeah, that's a great point. I know of like three different of our clients who it was because they diversified the revenue stream that they were able to, when they had the shutdown and their laundromat was empty as could be, people were just scared to go out. They were still being able to do a pickup and delivery and wash and fold and different things that helped them get through some very difficult times. So it's always good to diversify.
Another reason why we went with you guys is I'm a small business owner, and the whole point of having Monterey Express Wash, it was to build my business and to have my customers, basically our customers, my employees and I, and to build it into a place that it reflects who I am. And as I build my business and we're going to turn on pickup and drop off, the value to those customers will be tied to my business, not to another entity. Every customer that I get that comes into the business will increase my gross profit, will increase my net profit, and then in return, will increase the value of my store in the long run.
Exactly. It's your customers. It's your brand.
It's been great for us. I mean, growth has been phenomenal, and I truly have to attribute it to curbside because our reach was very limited before we actually had curbside. And now I have people coming to me from all aspects, from all industries, asking me, can I do this? Can I do that? And it's nice to know that they're knocking on my door now, that I'm not having to go out and hunt for the business.
It's kind of like, yeah, somebody helped bring you leads in a sense, and then you could just focus on that instead of drumming up leads.
Correct. You know, it's nice when somebody calls me up and says, hey, do you do this? And I say, yeah, let me come by your store in the next 2 days and pick up a load of laundry. You know, I can go out there, I can grab the laundry as opposed to me having to go out and cold call, and, you know, 99 people and maybe get one to show them what we can do. So,
yeah. And it's a world of difference in a sense where if a customer calls you, there's like a parent-child relationship in a sense. If they're calling you, you're the expert and they're asking you the questions, versus if you're calling them, you're trying to almost all like not beg for their business, but it's a different role. Well, Albert, I just want to thank you for being on the podcast. I think people have learned a ton as far as how to get commercial clients, because that's really the holy grail. They give you big orders, and it's great to see you having so much success attracting these clients. And I don't think anybody is doing as much business as you out of 1,400 square feet at your laundromat. And it all comes down to marketing and you doing just a fantastic job.
Super appreciative of, you know, the help that you guys have provided us. The resources there have been phenomenal. As a laundromat operator, I'm not just having to reinvent the wheel every single day, that there are resources and tools that you guys give me that allows me to kind of learn what I need to learn and kind of move forward with what I need to move forward with.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Don't forget to like or subscribe to our channel. If you'd like to learn more about the curbside laundry's wash and fold, point of sale, pickup and delivery, and website solution, go to curbsidelaundries.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to get commercial clients, I have a whole webinar, 1 hour webinar about commercial clients. So go to youtube.com/curbsidelaundries. So anyways, thanks again for tuning in and see you next time.